This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Very limited MLB slate today. We'll take a quick peek at it in about 20 minutes here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. And yes, there are four teams left battling for the final two spots in the NBA playoffs, the final play-in games for the eight seeds in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. tip, Heat, Bulls, Heat without Jimmy Butler for the foreseeable future, it sounds like. Bulls coming off a big win over the Hawks, and the Pelicans without Zion Williamson. How do you know you're in the NBA playoffs? Your favorite team is dealing with an injury to a major player. We'll host the Sacramento Kings just after 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central tomorrow. We will get into those in just a moment alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM, live coast to coast on the BetQL network. And we were just talking NFL draft. We had Benjamin Robinson on earlier from Grinding the Mocks. And the one thing I keep bringing up, you keep mentioning, Joe, we all keep talking about, when will the draft actually start? Will the Patriots actually go quarterback at number three? Elliot Wolf, director of player personnel, de facto GM for the New England Patriots, at his pre-draft press conference just a few moments ago. This from Chad Graff, who covers the Patriots for The Athletic. Quote, "We're open for business." Now, that could just be a GM doing the right thing, saying, hey, give us a call. Tell us what you're willing to give up for number three. We'll listen and then tell you no, because we've got a chance to get a franchise quarterback there, we feel like. Or, and that would be the right thing to do. That would be the right thing to do if you are Elliot Wolf. Or they could legitimately, Joe, be open for business. And if that's the case, like I've been saying all along, next Thursday night, something happens at number three and chaos strikes the NFL draft's first round anyway.
Yep. You know where I stand. I don't think they should take a quarterback. And a lot of people are just plugging in a quarterback third of three. Well, their quarterback situation's a mess, so they got to take one. And there are three guys, maybe four, that people project in the top five. So give them the best on the board. What evidence do we have that they love whichever guy it is, whether it's Daniels or whether it's May? They're awful at a lot of spots, and that's the problem. They're nowhere near ready to win. It's probably going to be a couple of years before they think they're going to be ready. So why would you eat up the first 2 years of a rookie quarterback contract in that spot? So, yeah, I think he should make a trade. He should try to open for business. Is that news? It's also, there's 1 week till the draft. So there's going to be teams lying about a lot of different stuff. If they're talking into an open mic on the record, they're probably lying. So I want to be a little bit skeptical and say, yeah, it doesn't mean they're for sure going to make a trade. But Aaron, I think they should make a trade. Problem is, you need a dance partner.
Yeah, and I mean, they have Jacoby Brissett, right? So who can they, like, what all would they get back? How many picks and stuff like that? Because they obviously need a lot, the Patriots. They're in rebuild mode right now. But Jacoby Brissett is serviceable. If you can rock with him and then get a bunch of picks and stuff, I like that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it brings into question, too, like, I brought up Minnesota a couple minutes ago. And who was it? Evan Silva, his latest mock draft for Establish the Run, had the top three going 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's all well and good. Maybe there's no chaos at the third spot. But then had Minnesota staying put at 11. At 11, taking J.J. McCarthy. Okay, Minnesota stays put at 11, goes J.J. McCarthy there, and then boom, boom, 12 and 13, Denver goes Knicks, Vegas goes Penix. Quarterbacks that we don't expect, and if you listen to Benjamin Robinson earlier from Grinding the Mocks, we don't necessarily expect to go that high, but maybe there's a quarterback run. The other possibility, maybe Minnesota doesn't go quarterback at 11. Maybe they say, yeah, we don't believe in any of these guys at 11, but we'll take them at 23, and they make another move at 11. I don't know, but the flux is in the quarterback market, Joe. That's where it is.
Yeah. That's
where there's going to be all the movement. And I think, to your point, you know, this is about, look, the NFL for the last quarter century or so has been about the New England Patriots. For a lot of us, the New England bleeping Patriots. They won't go away, right? It's Brady, it's Belichick. And isn't it ironic that here we are in the downfall of the great dynasty? Tom has gone on to Tampa and won a Super Bowl and is flirting with coming back with the Raiders. And Bill can't get a job even in Atlanta after a couple of interviews. It seems like everything's a mess. They've got to rebuild the Death Star from scratch. And what are we doing? We're sitting here still talking about the New England Patriots. Because they hold the key to unlock the whole first round if they want to and cause the chaos that I keep talking about. I'm not sure if this is my own psyche that's been so injured by the Patriots over the last quarter century, feeling like I've got a blank spot in my brain and I've got to talk about them that's trying to cook up this scenario, or if this is actually like a concrete thing that could really come true where they trade out of three and cause the whole thing to spin out of control. But it all comes back to the Patriots again.
I'm fine with it. It's fine. It's not Belichick and it's not Brady. It's a new era of the New England Patriots. And we're getting the drama where Kraft is talking crap about Belichick to these other teams. Like we're getting some of what we were hoping for eventually. Talk about off air about Paul Aspen being broken. Well, that organization at some levels is broken. And you could take solace in that. Like, if they were to build it back up, I would just say, you know what? Respect to them. Everybody left, and they were able to start from the ground floor and build it back up. So I'm fascinated to see what New England ends up doing. You got to find somebody that looks at Daniels or May, probably. I don't think it'll be McCarthy. And say, okay, we're willing to give up multiple assets for those guys. I don't know that there's that team. There are the opinions on May, Aaron, they're all over the place. Some think he's great. Some think he's close to Caleb, and some think he's going to be a bust.
And which team would that be that's willing to go all in? It seems like from a front office perspective, that would be bad to go all in for either Drake May or JJ McCarthy. It's a huge gamble on a rookie quarterback when you could just get some draft, you know, stay where you are. I just don't see which team would be that desperate. Right?
Especially JJ McCarthy.
That would be shocking. Right. You know, with coming from that defense, so many unknowns. The Drake May thing, I guess if your talent evaluators are like, this guy is the real deal, we've got to, you know, do everything we can to trade up. But I don't know what team that would be.
There's a decent enough cross-section of what sounds like the scouting community, the personnel community, that has some level of belief in May's athletic abilities and his skills and his traits, that Drake May doesn't get past that second group of teams at 11, 12, and 13. But in a world where quarterbacks start tumbling down the board, and this would just be for pure entertainment purposes, like I would have my bowl of popcorn and just sit there and stare at the TV for hours next Thursday night. Watching quarterbacks tumble? Is that out of the question? After we've spent this whole draft season talking about 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 in the top 4, and then maybe another one at 11, maybe we get 6 quarterbacks in the first round. Wouldn't it be hilarious and turn the whole world upside down? Again, if you can't tell this morning, I'm here for the chaos. if quarterbacks start to slide beyond 13, am I getting too crazy now, Joe? Because you could see 6 quarterbacks going if you wanted to go totally wild and all quarterbacks in the first 13 picks. I think there's also a world where only 3 go. And we get into the teens wondering, where's McCarthy going to land? Well, Nixon Penix, second round, right? Definitely. I mean, that's the other side of the coin.
Well, we end up talking about it so much because it's the most important position in sports, certainly in football. And you're obsessed with JJ McCarthy, right? Like, isn't that part of it? And you just ended that question with JJ McCarthy. So I can't wait. I cannot wait to see the landing spot. Dang, I wish it was in your division. I really do. But that's not going to happen. No, yeah. There's no way. But you're going to hate this team automatically. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm going
to
bet against them all 17 games in the fall.
You think he's going to start from day one? Oh, that would set you off. That'd be another thing. Could.
Betting opportunity.
Yeah, he certainly could.
But yeah, I'm here for the chaos, Aaron. Give it to me.
I want the chaos too. Like, I love the draft and the trades and the chaos and the surprises. It's the best part.
Yeah,
it is. And why we will be locked in next Thursday night and have a ton of coverage to get you ready for it if you'd like to bet on some of the chaos between now and a week from tonight. We've got you covered all next week. Multiple guests every single day on the draft, getting you ready. Again, if you missed anything today, whether it was our discussion the last 20-plus minutes about the NFL draft, whether it was Benjamin Robinson, you know all you got to do, rewind inside your Odyssey app, or better yet, download us as a podcast, subscribe to BetQL Daily, wherever you get your podcasts, including right here inside this very Odyssey app. So here's the game plan for the final hour. We've got lightning bets before we wrap up the show, but we do have the 8-seed play-in games to talk about, which we went totally off script and just obsessed about JJ McCarthy in the draft for the last 15 minutes. So we'll get to that next, and then we'll get to the limited MLB slate today and some of those stat leader categories we promised you we would talk about as well. The draft has us all over the place. The Patriots are open for business. They haunt my nightmares, and we're just 7 days away from all of it going down. Alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. You're with us right here for another hour on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.